The new plaza in Port Talbot on the South Wales coast is a classic 1930s cinema with an Art Deco facade. For generations, the town's steelworkers and their families have come down to the plaza for a bit of fun and escapism. It was recently renovated into a community hub with facilities including a cafe, a drop-in workspace for businesses, and a main events hall called the Sir Anthony Hopkins Theatre. A significant amount of the cash for this renovation was from the European Union's Regional Development Fund. There is perhaps some irony here, considering who's visiting to give a speech today.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody.
Applause greets Nigel Farage, MP for Clacton and leader of Reform UK, as he makes his way onto the stage.
The Labour government are in a state of absolute blind panic.
He's flanked by two screens proclaiming that Wales needs reform. And that is his message to the assembled journalists and party supporters in front of him.
So I'm here today to say that our campaign for Senate next May starts in earnest today.
Next May will be the elections to the Senate, the Welsh Parliament, and Reform have it squarely in their sights.
Our aim is to win. Our aim is to win a majority. And our aim as a party is to govern in Wales.
Polls currently put Reform neck and neck for the lead with the Welsh Nationalist Party, Plaid Cymru. So it isn't far-fetched to suggest that Reform could be the largest party in the Senedd next year. Even if they don't have a majority to form a government, there'll still be a significant presence. And it will be a watershed moment, not just for Welsh politics, but for the whole of the UK as we start to look ahead to the next general election. For us.